Blog Talk Radio.
John Sufari, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. And rightly so, you may ask, Yom Suf, what is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show about? In a nutshell, it is about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, an intensified crash study. We try to give you a bird's eye view in these studies. Critical analysis in our assessment in these studies. While leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I. We try to give you something that you can hold on to. Just like the song alluded to, there is no love in these crazy towns, so it seems. So we can assist you and getting the love that you rightly deserve, real love, from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Give you some outlets, some solutions because they're not teaching you about outlets and our solutions. As you can tell, today the television has been inundated. Queen Elizabeth, people with titles, which is not going to do your world of good. You that commoners, so they said. I suggest you should be focusing on people with titles. You're a commoner, like I'm a commoner. Focus on you. Focus on your relationship with the Creator. Because the worm's going to eat them just like they're going to eat us, feast on us one of these days, if your soul is not restored for the Most High's sake, before time is up. So take the opportunity to learn about your Creator, which is much more valuable to you, much more instrumental in seeking solutions for you, and helping you find a way out of these hard time towns. Give you a peace of mind so you won't be fearful. You won't be walking around in fear. Most High don't want you in fear. He don't want you full of anxiety. So perhaps you can gain the valuable lessons needed so you won't have to be in fear and anxiety. Because Most High don't want you in that state of mind. Because they put you in this anxiety, universally speaking, COVID-19, people killing each other in the street, and so on and so forth. So Most High don't want you in a state of fear and anxiety. And that can help you with your high blood pressure. Think about it. So that's another reason why these studies are imperative. And we try to give them to you in full and detail, full complete detail, in context, so you can understand your studies much more better instead of skipping all over the place and so on and so forth. Although we may use other scriptures as a foundational point, a linchpin quite often, but it is not the core of the study. The core of the study is in the context that we're studying. And we are studying in tonight in the book of Daniel. It's about to go into the lion den. Just goes to show you, just because you're following the Most High, that don't mean anybody following you and checking you so they tell something on you or get you in the lion's den, so to speak. It's true. Daniel found it out. Although he was doing, they couldn't find any dirt on him. So they had to find out what did, they knew Daniel loved the Most High. Wasn't about to let him go. So he used his love for the Most High to get him in trouble. People do that to you tonight. They do that to you today. Your love for the Most High. They try to use it to get you in trouble. But before we get into these studies, you may be asking, who am I making reference to? The we, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Abigail from the Bronx, New York. Gottrell from New York. And here's what I like about this brother and these sisters, which I would like about you if that was you. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. They don't get paid for this. And the brothers and sisters, like they love themselves. Meaning they love themselves. They don't hate what they look like in the mirror and write bad songs about it, nasty songs, try to kill them. No. They're cut from a different caliber because they understand who they are, what they are, and what they should be doing. And that's what you can get gathered from these studies also. But that's another reason why you should be here. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So let me introduce them to you. So Shehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. How's everybody? I'm thankful today. I woke up this morning. I have a cold, but I'm nursing it. It's going to be okay. So thank you.
Praise Yah. Thank you. Good to have you back. Sister Abigail, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. And may the Most High bless us all, but all praise and glory to Yah. And I'm also glad to be back and hope everybody's feeling well. I'm glad you're feeling a little better, Sister Sweetie. Shalom.
Thank you.
Praise Yah. Good to have you back. Now, Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Good to hear your voices. How y'all doing?
Doing okay, bro. Good to hear you.
Yes. Good to hear Sister Yehudi's voice. Let's say yesterday. Is she battling? Got to take that black seed oil, the cod liver oil, you know.
Yeah.
That stuff your mama and papa used to give you when we was young.
Right.
Yeah. It's the time now. Forget the vaccinations. Got to take the cod liver oil and the black seed oil.
Right.
To boost your immune system.
Yes.
But it's funny. They're talking about this queen, right? And all these democracies, they became democracies because they was anti-monarchy, anti-king. Now mm-hmm. you see them drooling over the Queen of England and now the king.
Yeah,
king
they're related. Yes, they're related. Right?
Yeah, that's his mother.
Now, I'm speaking in terms of the United States. Family.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. United States broke away from England.
Right.
But now they're showing so much sympathy and love for the Queen. Come on now.
They do. They are.
What is it?
That's just like you father with your sister. You know, you're not going to continue being angry with her, right? Because you love her, right? Or your brother. That's how England is related to America. They're their brothers and sisters here, even though they're broken. But go ahead. Sorry, Ruby.
No, well, we see this, you know, transpiring right before our eyes. They're kings and they're queens, but they have no power like the ancient kings we're reading about, like King Nebuchadnezzar. Your man was a terror. He about to kill everybody in his cabinet because they can't tell him his dream and the interpretation of it. That's a king. I don't think Charles could do that. But
no, just have his ex-wife killed, that's all. I'm serious, even though I'm laughing. He couldn't be, Diana could not be, when they had to kill her. So, what do you do?
But I was telling the family yesterday, emblem represents Judah and Ephraim. The emblem of England represents Judah and Ephraim.
Mm-hmm. They consider themselves Judah and Ephraim. I studied that years ago. I said, really?
They never mention that, though, do they?
No, they don't.
If you're from Judah and from Ephraim, you should be laying out all the kings. But we come from the line of King David and King Solomon and King Rehoboam and all his sons who were kings. They never mention that at all, do they? Or the kings of Israel.
Right.
So what's your connection that you were swagger jack, Judah, and Ephraim? That's only because Judah and Ephraim don't know who they are.
Right, right. You know yourself when we read a lot of the scriptures, well, the people don't know, but you do in the list, and that anybody, when you're in power, just look at the people here. Look at even our people of color that have money, how they act so different. But people have in a position of power, they become conceited. I see it throughout the ages. There's no humility there. But Daniel will still show humility and humbleness. As I'm quite sure y'all are going to continue reading, it's been interesting how when you look at Daniel and you look at all these people in the scriptures, we can learn some from their character and institute it today in the year 2022. You agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because Daniel faced way more pressure than we facing today. King Nebuchadnezzar built a statue and said, everybody must bow down. And if you don't bow down, you're going to die. And the people that didn't bow down, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he threw them in a fiery furnace, didn't he? We ain't facing that, are we?
No.
We facing similar fire from the police force without, you know, justification. But those brothers in ancient time were facing much more pressure, as you're going to read about the prophet Daniel tonight. Each one of these kings, the book of Nebuchadnezzar tested him because they was ready to die. If you couldn't tell a king his dream, any interpretation of it, all his advisors, including Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, was destined for the sword. And then they come up with other plots and schemes to try to derail the Israelites that were in captivity. And you're going to see that Daniel remained loyal to Yah, prayed up to Yah, which gave him his strength, which gave him his wisdom. The Most High was there with him to show him miracles, signs, and wonders that other people witnessed. Right? Through Daniel, Yah is exalted. Through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Yah is exalted. Why? Because they remain faithful to Yah and not the dictates of that empire.
Well,
so, yeah, she cut in the lines. Be steadfast, be faithful, stand strong in the midst of adversity. Call on Yah in your troubles. He will answer you.
Praise Yah. So let's get into it, shall we? Thank you, Patreon. Thank you, Sister Hody. Thank you, Sister Avia. And thank you, fellow students. Turn to Daniel chapter 6. Now, Darius is in charge because, you know, Belshazzar, he got into a little arrogant problem, which caused it. Now, Daniel is facing King Darius. Now, it pleased King Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one. And the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. He had a good spirit. He wasn't rotten and trying to manipulate and try to take bribes and so on and so forth. He knew what he had to do. He had to be a good man. He had an excellent spirit in him. Just like we should have that excellent spirit, whatever we're doing for the Most High, whatever endeavor. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm because of his excellent spirit. The governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge of fault because he was faithful. Nor was there any error of fault found in him. Then these men said in their conspiracy, "We should not find any charge." They knew this. "We should not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his Elohim." They knew that there was his Achilles heel. Now, if we can set him in a trap concerning the law of his Elohim, that's his Achilles heel, we can get him. So these governors,
Isn't it these same guys that Daniel saved when King Nebuchadnezzar said kill everybody and Daniel saved them?
Yeah, I suspect they are, but they don't care nothing about that. They don't care about, wicked folk don't care nothing about what all the good you do to them. The Most High said, and we studied, I think, Katriel, it was in the Proverbs or the Psalms, that King David said that your enemies, they scurry around you waiting for an opportunity to sink their teeth in.
So think about that, because not only did he save them, King Nebuchadnezzar was going to kill all of their family, too.
You better believe
it. The wise men, their wives, and their children, their whole family. So not only did he save them, Daniel saved all these counselors who were plotting against him. He saved their families, too. But they still find it in their heart because of new leadership, because King Nebuchadnezzar's not there no more. You got King Darius.
Right.
They're going to try to figure out a way to get rid of him.
Exactly.
But who was Daniel faithful to? It says Daniel was faithful. Who was he faithful to?
He was faithful to the Elohim.
Exactly.
And the LOM required a high standard of living, a high standard of comporting oneself, just and righteous standard of living, which was beneficial for King Darius because of his excellent spirit. But they couldn't find fault in it. So they set a trap for the brother using his love for the LOM and his faithfulness for the LOM. They'll do that.
So I'm sorry, but in saying that he had an excellent spirit, our enemies are watching us. The other nations are watching us. Y'all supposed to be God's people. What kind of spirit do you have? And they couldn't find nothing wrong with them. They couldn't call him a nigger or gangster or gangbanger or wife abuser. No, he had an excellent spirit.
Exactly. And what is that saying? A good name is better than riches, got you. And you must value
exactly.
People don't value a good name. And I get offended when people besmirch my good name. I'm highly irate because there was a point I didn't care nothing about no good name. But when you start valuing your good name, you value that name and you hold it in high esteem, trying to do the right thing, trying to treat people right. And so I get very offended when people besmirch my good name. And the Most High is right. A good name is better than riches. And Daniel obviously knew this. And he comported himself within that field of his action in the government of King Darius. And it paid off for him. But it occurred to him enemies too. When you exercise the Most High Cartrail, you incur these enemies. I don't care who you are. Sister Yehudi, Sister Abiyah, Cartrail, Yom Suf. It goes with the territory.
And a good name is something you can't put on yourself. It's something that you have to earn through your actions.
Exactly. You're right, Cartrail. It ain't for free. And people that have it, they value it because it ain't for free. Thank you, Cartrail. So these governors and satraps thrown before they thrown, like they just pushed up on it before the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. Flattery. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, counselors and advisors have counseled together. Now they say we've counseled together to establish trickery. To establish, that's how they do it, consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree. Because they know when he gave his word, he had to stay by his word. That whoever petitioned any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. And King Darius.
So they lied.
They lied. King Darius wasn't thinking that this was a conspiracy set upon to get Daniel. So that's why he signed it, because they knew Daniel's attributes. They knew Daniel's habit when it came to the Most High, because they was studying him like spies. So they knew what Daniel did three times a day facing Jerusalem. And so they used
based on all the counselors, was Daniel part of that council?
Come on, brother. Stop playing.
So they lied to the king's face and told him that all the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and the satraps, counselors and the advisors, have consulted together. They left Daniel out, and he was one of the most important of the three governors.
Exactly. Thank you, Sister Hootie. Thank you, Cartrail. And they continue on to, O king, after them 30, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish decree. They know when he established decree and signed the writing, but when he can't change it, so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter once it's written and signed and decreed. King Darius not thinking and not knowing the conspiracy set afoot. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. When Daniel knew that the writings were signed, he went home and did what he always do. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees as he normally did, three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his Elohim, as was his custom since his early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying. They put the spies on him and making supplication for his Elohim. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? Did you not sign this decree? They already knew the answer. The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the laws of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king, that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Yehuda, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but make his petition three times a day. And when the king heard these words, he was greatly displeased with himself, because he knew he had put Daniel in a trap, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. He tried to find some way to avoid this decree. He labored to the going down of the sun to deliver. He tried to pick his brain, probably his wise men, but man, how can I get Daniel out of this situation? But then these men approached the king and said to the king, know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. They pushed him to the wall. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your Elohim, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Even the king knew that. He had much regard for this excellent man. He knew if his Elohim was the Elohim which he thought he was. He said, he will deliver you. Then a stone was brought and laid over the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet ring, with the signet ring of his lords, with the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. He couldn't change it. Daniel saved from the lions by the Elohim. The king went to his palace and said, this king do better than some of these folks, some of us cats, Cartrell, because he had love and regard for Daniel. He knew he had put Daniel in a hard place between a rock and lions and hard place. So the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No musicians were brought, because he didn't want to hear no music before him. Also, his sleep went, he couldn't even sleep because he was so upset over his decree and his high regard for Daniel. And seemingly so, it seemed the Most High. Then the king arose early. He got up early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting. He was upset. He didn't cry out like normal. He had hurt in his voice. He had hurt in his voice when he cried, it was Daniel, Daniel, Daniel. I imagine him sounding. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living Elohim, has your Elohim, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? Daniel answered back, my man, then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My Elohim sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him by the Elohim. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad when he heard the news for him and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. No injury whatsoever was found on him, because he believed in his Elohim. Just like we y'all worried about all these folks killing out there. You worry about COVID-19. You worry about if Donald Trump going to be the president. You worried about if they going to shoot a rocket to the moon. You worried about the old lady that died over there in Britain. You worry. You ain't got to worry about a thing. If your trust, it's not in men, but in the Elohim, which Daniel believed in. And so it seemed like King Darius had some trust in the Elohim. And The man didn't go out and party and listen to the musician, have a party like Cartrell said, like a 1999. He knew he had put this man in between a rock, a lion, and a hard place. And he humbled himself and went before the Most High, fasting and praying. Yes.
The Most High tested all of us, just like Daniel, just recently. Exactly. Are you going to take that COVID vaccine shot, or are you going to trust in me?
Brother, I ain't took no shot. I trust in the LOM. I don't trust none of the doctors about anything. Okay? So, and I certainly don't trust them as far as these plagues are concerned. Because they got, these plagues, they got boosters on top of boosters. They ain't nothing doing nothing for nobody. You got to take a booster shot every year. Come on, man.
So my question is, had America put the same edict out that these men caused Darius to put out here in America, that if you pray to your God, you're going to get thrown in a lion's den, how many of us would stop praying?
I like to believe I would stop praying. I guess I'm going to be lion's dinner. Okay? But I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing, bro. If they say, if you don't take that booster shot, we're going to throw you in jail. I guess you feed 3 meals a day like you used to. Can I go to a fair joint? They feed pretty good in there. So I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing, Contra.
Trust me. If you look at the Babylonian history, these kings went and hunted lions. They corralled lions.
They had lions.
And the people saw that these people had no fear of corralling and putting lions in dens to use for their purpose.
Exactly. So
they walking around looking at lions. You go to the zoo, pay a little money, and stay behind a cage. No. These dudes will throw you in a pit with a den of lions because they ain't like you or you broke some law.
Right.
And that was it for you.
From what I understand, Katria, my studies, and I could be incorrect, from my understanding, the king would have to fight and kill a lion. Okay? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you look at the ancient Babylonians, you see the kings on lion hunts.
Right.
They were famous for that.
Yep.
You have to kill a lion, just like in Africa, right?
Yeah, certain tribes in Africa. I think, what are their names, Katya? What are their tribe names? They tall brothers, and they be jumping. They be jumping when they dance. They jump up in there. They tall brothers. I forget what their names are. Ashanti? Asante? Asante? I'm thinking maybe Ashanti.
Ashanti?
Right.
Masa. You're talking about the Masa
Warriors. Oh, the Masa, the tall. Oh, Masa Warriors.
Masai.
Are those the ones that are tall to be jumping?
Yeah, I think Ashanti is the one to be joining all that jumping system.
No, Ashanti is in Ghana, West Africa, bro. The Ashanti of Ghana, West Africa. You're talking about
correct.
You're right. The Maasai Warriors.
Yeah.
They're in East Africa, Ethiopia, Maasai.
But you're going to point them to. Go ahead.
They wear red. The Maasai Warriors wear red. And they have to go out and kill a lion with a spear. No gun, no bow and arrow. They kill a lion with a spear.
Mm-hmm.
That's the initiation into manhood.
But Ashanti was warriors, too. They were warriors.
Ashanti are priests.
But they were also warriors. In your book.
Our priests were definitely warriors.
Pardon?
I said our priests were definitely warriors, but they're not Maasai.
Oh, okay. That's right. The press of our history, isn't it? Go ahead, Yonsu. I'll put myself back on you. I'll be coughing on you.
We can digress over and over again about it. But
what you doing, Googling it, Yonsu?
You know what I was doing, brother. Come on now. Yonsu don't take nobody word at it. Yonsu, they don't take your word at it.
But they said y'all could be
edified.
Yeah. How did
Katrina
know I was doing this?
I can see through the phone, bro. I can see through the phone.
I told you get these cameras out of my house, Katrina. Latria. Okay?
I'm looking at you right now, Alf. I'm looking at you. Don't let me scare you, Alf. Don't let me scare you, but I'm looking at you.
Thank you so much, you. Thank you, God. Going back, the king was exceedingly glad, for he had commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So that Daniel was taken up out of the den. No injury whatsoever was found on him because he believed in his Elohim.
What was?
He believed in his Elohim. He put his faith in the Most High. And that's what y'all should be doing, God trail, to be told. Not only Daniel, all of us. Not in COVID-19, not in an old white woman queen, or anything else for that matter. The world doesn't end with COVID-19 and an old white woman queen. All right. Thank you. I think that was rather, contrary, I think that was rather humorous. Cheer, cheer, cheer. Okay. Ta-ta.
Cheer.
Stop it, Katrina. Stop it. And the king gave the command, and he brought those men who had accused Daniel and cast him into the den of lions, their children, their wives, and the lions overpowered it and broke all their bones to pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den and caught them in midnight. There must have been a lot of lions in that den, because they didn't even hit the deck before the lions.
Sound like they were hungry.
Yeah, they was hungry. Gotcha. They caught them in the midair, tearing them apart.
Wow.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Imagine that, gotcha. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I made a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble in fear before the Elohim of Daniel. For he is the living God, steadfast and forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed. And his dominion, amen. He knew that much, God, Jill. And his dominion shall endure to the end. Yes, sir. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of King Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. See, y'all ain't got to worry. Y'all ain't got to worry about COVID-19 and an old white lady queen in England. The world goes on. As long as you put your trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, that is made. And if he don't heal you and you follow the old queen, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean anything, because your soul will be restored for his name's sake. It's a win-win situation. Your trust in the Most High is a win-win situation. Just because you pass away, we all got to pass by the hill. Just because an old lady queen died, that don't mean you're going to die. Okay? And even if you do, your soul will be restored to the Most High's sake. You in a win-win situation. You can't do it with the stuff he used. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So, Shehudi, Gotrell, Sister Abiyah, may the Most High continue to bless you. You have the mic.
Yes, sir. There's a psalm that's not recalled for this story. Psalm 7, 14 to 16. It says, behold, he that travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and hath brought forth falsehood, he made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come upon his own pate. We see it in this story, and we see it in the story with Mordecai and Haman, right? Haman tried to get Mordecai hanged. He wound up being hanged. These fools try to get Daniel thrown in the lion's den, and they got themselves thrown in, and their whole family with them. So you do wickedness and iniquity and be lying. They lie to the king. And you see that karma that they say about karma came right upon him.
Right.
So you can't plot against Yah's righteous, even though you might hate him and be envious and jealous of them. If you can't find fault in them and you're trying to find fault to the best of your ability, you plot anyway to overthrow them, it's going to come back on you.
You know, people don't like change. Here we go again, people in power. You get somebody coming along and you're favored by a king, they're jealous. And they'll find something to condemn that person. And we see it all the time. There's so many incidents in the scriptures that Yamsu have read and Katriel have interpreted, both have interpreted. And it coincides with today. It is like this today. We are tried under the fire. We have to be steady and strong spiritually and rely on who is the fire. And it's easy. I know people get tired of saying, okay, you lie. Well, read and study. Use common sense. You're just not going to go. Just like I read up when Yonsu was talking about this guy shooting up. Look at where we are today. This does affect this. What he just read does apply to today. It's our history. It's history about a man who's up under the auspices of Persia, Nebuchadnezzar, but all these names, again, I'm not going to. And he stood fast. And that's all we're saying when y'all sit on Monday through Friday with our trail. People stay fast, steadfast, not on what you believe but what you know. And walk in it. Be it. Don't just talk it. Be it. And trust in the Most High will protect you. He never fails. Shalom.
One of the beautiful things we see about Daniel is that in his captivity, he made it a habit to pray to Yah 3 times a day. I have to confess, I don't pray to Yah 3 times a day, but I meditate on Yah all day.
Mm-hmm.
But you see brothers from the Islamic religion with their rugs, and
mm-hmm.
whether they run in business or not, they'll close their store and put that rug down, and they'll say their prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We should be as diligent as Daniel was in his captivity in making that connection with the Most High Yah. He made sure that he communicated with Yah every day.
Mm-hmm. Just like the Muslims here in Detroit, the ones of color, how orderly they are, how helpful they are, and they're constantly praying, not outwardly like some do. And some Christians, I'm going to be honest, some of them do. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. And they respect the women. I'm just going by what I see, and I agree with you. Why are you like that? We don't have to be like them, but have attributes. This is what Daniel is about. And even King David. And Deborah. The mentality that these people, our people, our cult, these are people, they were cussing and howling, and they were weak. I don't know. You know, I don't get it either. I don't understand it. Phase, we all do. We go through phases. But when you're in your 60s, why are you going to, and I hear it here sometimes in the building, why you cuss? Are you that illiterate? That's how I'm going to start judging people now. When you cuss, that tells me you're illiterate. It's not necessary. Especially when you start talking the word of the Most High.
That's the one thing I noticed about Daniel and the other 3 brothers that were with him. They didn't really criticize the other Israelites that were in captivity with them.
Wow.
They mainly focused on themselves.
Mhm. That's it. I'm so glad you said that. Oh, I'm
it's
so
true.
Glad.
They could have blasted all the Israelites that were there, that probably didn't pray because the edict went out. They could have blasted the Israelites that were sitting at the king's table that was eating the king's food, and they decided not to.
Right.
They could have probably exposed Israelite in that captivity for a lot of things they were doing. But the story revolves around these only four Israelites in the story of Daniel who maintain their faith to Yah, because there ain't going to be a whole lot of people maintaining faith when the pressure of oppression is on us. But these men are outstanding, and Yah let their light shine.
And it's not selfish by not commenting or criticizing the other fellow brothers and sisters, because they know. This is what I'm saying. But people, I just leave it alone. But you're right. That is one good attribute, and it's not selfish. Because they knew. They didn't criticize the other brothers.
And what that did is gave these leaders respect for our people, how in tune we were, these four men, with our Creator. They wasn't worried about the rest of the Israelites. They see that in these men, they're faithful to their God no matter what. And we see God in them. That was the important thing.
That's it. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. No matter what, they stood firm. And they didn't waver.
And the Most High was with them, wasn't he?
All the way.
In impossible situations that they couldn't have got out of themselves.
Right.
So Yah does the impossible, as long as you're faithful to him. Like that cartoon we used to watch, Penelope Pitstop. She used to get into all kind of trouble, but Dudley Do Right was right there to get her every time. Dudley Do Right.
Oh, really? Oh, you got good memory.
You remember Dudley Do Right of the Mountains?
Dudley Do Right and Penelope Pitstop.
Now, I remember the Dudley, but the Pitstop, no.
Yeah, Penelope Pitstop.
You got a good memory.
Huh?
You got a good memory.
you remember that? That cartoon?
I really do, right?
He was right there with Quick Draw McGraw.
Yeah, I like me some Quick Draw McGraw. I do the thinning around here, Bubba Louie.
Oh, okay. My gosh. I do the Bubba Louie. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Quick Draw. Like,
boy, y'all old.
You know it.
Out the barn. Well, yeah. Most High will rescue you. Be faithful to him. You just got to know that.
Exactly.
And these lessons are to enlighten us of that fact. No matter, you can get thrown in a lion's den, you can get thrown in some fiery furnace, call on Yah.
Exactly.
But you got to be of good deeds and good acts. Yah ain't going to save you if you're wicked.
Exactly.
What did Daniel say? I'm innocent. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing to you. I ain't doing nothing to the king. You throw me in a pit of lions.
Right.
Yah said, you're right. I'm going to send my angel down to save you, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you, Dan, you got more sleep than the king.
That man jumped up at daylight. Man jumped up at daylight. Break of dawn.
And he was smart because he put his seal on that den. Like, don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. Don't touch it. Because if the lions don't kill him, you know them dudes is going to plot to try to kill him some kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to make it look like the lions killed him. They're going to get him one way or the other, Godfrey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. King said, nope, I'm stealing this. If the seal is broken, somebody violated.
Yeah. Y'all try to pretend like the lions killed him. I'm going to fix y'all wagon.
But King Darius was wise. As soon as they brought that to him, he realized, damn, I messed up.
Yeah,
like he didn't get mad at Daniel because Daniel wasn't worshiping him. He's like, yo, these dudes plotting to kill Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
I messed up because I can't turn this deed back around. I can't unsign it.
Right.
It's already signed.
Right. Hey,
he probably was praying. Huh?
Well, he wasn't a leader like the Donald Trump type.
No, you could tell he was wise because he learned the history of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
From who? King Nebuchadnezzar and their records. Who is this man? I'm sure they had a long history of what he did. This man told the king his dreams, he was prepared, all that. So it's amazing. When you stand for Yah, other people see Yah in you.
And he knew that he had a good jacket. He had a good jacket. He didn't have a bad rap. And they were putting a bad rap on him. He knew that by studying. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure there was information, a lot of information about Daniel, his character and so on and so forth, was unquestionable. And so he knew it was a plot. He knew it just like you said, Katriel. When he heard the decree, he said, hey, I put my boy in the tree, man. And like when he ran
we're talking about two different kingdoms. We're talking about the Babylonian kingdom. And Darius is king of the Media-Persia kingdom. Two different kingdoms that the prophet Daniel had standing with because of his character.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's unusual. You're a conquered man under two kingdoms, and they respect you that much, they honor you that much. Yeah, because they can see the Most High is with you.
Right. You got character. Excellent character. That's why we ought to subscribe to Katriel. Even in this situation we find out, try to have excellent character. Don't try to reduce yourself to what your oppressors and colonizers are doing. Become a better man, a better woman by virtue of studies and application of the Most High Word. Don't get into the game just because the game maker is doing it. Don't get it with the drug dealers and people that prostitute our women and so on and so forth. Get away from all that. And we try to dumb down ourselves instead of improving ourselves. We don't get points for that. We get points for excellent character, meaning applying the Mosaic codification to our lives to obtain that. Not your street codification. You know, not your family codification. Not the government institutionalized codification. But the codification of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Try to be the best man or best woman you can be under the Most High codification. So Sihudi alluded to that now. She was talking about the way we comport ourselves and so on and so forth. And she's basically asking the question, rhetorical to herself, why has God to be that way? Well, it don't have to be that way. It's by choice, not by force.
Okay.
So Daniel didn't go along to get along, did he?
Nope.
No.
So we're talking about principles, codes, and integrity. You got to maintain your integrity.
Exactly.
Which Daniel did. In the eyes of kings, not just common people. He was stellar in the eyes of kings to the degree Darius is practically like, Daniel, I don't want you to die. I'm so sorry I made this law. Are you still alive early in the morning?
But, you know, it seems like the Most High compels to the human nature. Maybe I'm saying it wrong in some, that these men, I can't say they were purely evil. They just did what they, like the scriptures say, right in their own eyes. And being in leadership, of course, they're going to listen to, well, my book said viceroys and governors and other renowned people, but was proven through Daniel by what he said that came to light, proven. So could you imagine you being in a den of lions? I know I'd be scared, beep, 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 you know. Just, you know, how much, I don't want to say faith, well, maybe faith. We don't know if he was scared, but he went in there. He was forced to go in there, rather. So that, it just amazes me how today we've become kind of weak-minded Come on now, we got to be strong. Even when things look bleak, even I've seen in my personal things look bleak, I go, well, you know, I'm going to hang in there. And I'm not going to be scared. And life lessons. I hope it strengthens people to resolve and recognize that the Most High is with you. If you wish him, and he knows your heart.
Well,
so I like King Darius because he's a humble king. And you could tell he's a humble king because he's following the codes of the Medes and the Persians. Because he could have easily ripped up that conspiracy paper at any time. Like, no, I'm the king.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to change this. It's a new rule in the kingdom of Media Persia. If I don't like the law I sign, I'm tearing it up. He could have did that.
That, yes, a lot of kings, even at that time, were exactly as we call evil. What did he do? Just what you just said, just validate what has been written, the type of personality. I think sometimes as listeners, sometimes when we read, we don't see the personality of the person, but that situation. And I agree with you, Katriel. Because he saw the good in Daniel, and he wasn't. You know, people thought he was evil. I mean, that's the way he ruled. He lost them, you know. You know, they off with your head, you know. So, no crueler than what they did in the United States. Of the fact that we're not citizens here. We'll never be citizens here. No matter what we do to participate in anything, we are not U.S. citizens. And by the way, it really wasn't the South. It was the North that put that out, the relationship today.
So you can see in these ancient kingdoms that there was no prejudice. We didn't have to fight for voting rights or things of that nature. If they saw you had good character, what did they promote Daniel to? He was the top three governor, right?
Governor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the top three governors. You think he was petitioning for that position? You think they voted him into that position, or do you think the king saw something in him to put him in that position?
The latter.
Right. So these ancient kingdoms had more integrity than these modern kingdoms.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah, I agree. When you compare the history, just like reading earlier today and looking, going through some archives, I want our people. Even though I have the desire, I want our people to come together. I know it has to be on their own accord. And just reading, when you read chapter, and see how Daniel interacted with these kings and the people, and how jealous or envious.
And these are Hamitic and Semitic kings. You can see the humility in these Semitic kings, Darius King of Media Persia, and King Cyrus, King of Media Persia. These men had humility. Within our nation, the Most High commands us, strangers should not rule over us. Where we see here, they had no problem putting strangers in charge of their people. And Daniel was a stranger to the Medes and the Persians. But they had no problem elevating him to a position of authority. That wouldn't happen in our nation. You wouldn't get no governor from Media Persia to be ruling over the tribes of Judah or the 12 tribes. That's by Yah's law. That's by Yah's code. But Media Persia, they put anybody they thought had good character in charge.
Mm-hmm. That tells you a lot about Persia, the governmentship of Persia.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I guess Dr. King was thinking about Media Persia when he came up. Man is not judged by the content of the color of their skin, the content of their character. Because he certainly wasn't talking about him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the Shemitic roots in him to have that desire for that to be. It's just an innate nature in our people. That's why we haven't overturned America as of today. Because if we was any other people, if we was like them, America would have been had a civil war. You try to put white people in slavery and see what they do.
You said talk about slavery. Is that what you said? Can you repeat that?
I said try to put white people in slavery and see what they do.
Oh, okay. Got it. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought that. Okay.
We want to make friends and be nice to be part of their system. If we had done to them what they did to us, trust me, we would be at war right now.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's sad about it is so many of the people, Caucasian people, really, when I say don't have a clue, I'm not saying they're not intelligent. Some of them are just that arrogant to think that it's not their problem. People have, I've been brainwashed to think, oh, it happened 400 or 500 years ago, and they lack, it's something that has, it carries on from generation to generation. I mean, it's still happening. That's my point. It's not about it happened 400 years ago, or they say, well, at least you can do this. No. Anytime someone can shoot someone in the back of the head and hang someone in 2020, no, it has not changed. So, no, you can't tell me that. So that would be the interesting observation to see them flip the script.
I already know. They wouldn't stand for it, which is why they got nuclear bombs now. They can't have it all. They're going to blow everybody up.
Yeah, well, it happens. It happens.
Thank you, Social. Thank you, Katrina. So are we ready for another song?
What is the Psalms 100?
I think it's 101.
101?
Yes, 101.
And I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
For the Thanksgiving, no? Sing a song of kindness. Okay.
Who's the author?
Yeah, you
got to
move the
office. Okay, hold on. Let me put my glasses on. It isn't, let me see. A Song of King David.
Oh, promise, he's yeah, back.
Yeah, promise faithfulness to the Elohim.
What is the title?
Promise faithfulness to the Elohim.
Whose faithfulness?
Promise.
Mm-hmm. Promise faithfulness to
the Elohim.
Can we just read that with Daniel? Wow.
Yep. Man, this is synchronized, and we ain't got enough. And we ain't did it. We ain't had no parts in this. We don't do this by design. It's just the way the Most High wants us to come out. Praise God.
And it's the night to give praise and thanks to the Almighty, which Prophet Daniel set the example to do while you're in captivity. Stay
exactly
faithful, and Yah will be with you. And like King David, sing a song, give praise, give thanks all the time.
Yep.
Prophet Daniel did it 3 times a day. That's a lot, especially in America. Wait a minute,
exactly.
We ain't got time for that. 3 times a day? That's too much. Is it? Really? Okay. 3 times a day. Pray. Morning, noon, and night.
Praise God.
Psalm of King David. He says in his lyrics, I will sing of loving kindness and justice, because that's what a king's supposed to do.
Yes.
To you, Yah, I will sing praises. Kings of the earth should be singing praises to Yah. I'll be careful to live a blameless life. Ain't that what we read about the prophet Daniel? Ain't that why Yah's with these men? Because they're blameless. You can't find fault in them. When will you come to me? Oh, when they throw you in a lion's den, maybe? Or a fiery furnace, maybe? Are you facing an army of Philistine giants? Maybe he'll come to you. I will walk within my house with a blameless heart. Raise your hand if you're blameless and you can say I have a blameless heart. I will set no vile thing before my eyes. Some people run to vile things. like social media and other things of that nature. Our people like to be in a sewer. People like to be in a sewer. Vile things. They like to see it. I hate the deeds of faithless men, because there's two men on the earth, those that are faithful to Yah and those who are not. Are you faithful or are you not? King David said he hates. Oh, yeah, a hate group. The nation of Israel hates. Yeah, what do we hate? The deeds of faithless men. Men who run around talking about there is no God, believing more in science, believing in the doctrines of men more than they do Yah. They will not cling to me. A perverse heart would be far from me. We see perversion all in this fourth kingdom. We're trying to get our people to accept the LGBT and things of that nature as something that's normal. That's perverse. I have nothing to do with evil, because all that is abomination and evil in the sight of Yah. Men go with men, women go with women, these adults going with children. With the Pope and these priests do to little boys and their Catholic entourages.
Keep your dog perversely. Keep your dog in a kennel too, okay?
Oh, yeah, watch out for the sheep. I will silence as king whoever secretly slanders his neighbor. King David had this power. Don't bring gossip to King David. You slandering your neighbor, he's going to kill you. I won't tolerate one who is arrogant and conceited. So you can't be arrogant and conceited around King David, nor can you be gossiping about people, talking behind people's back. My eye will be on the faithful of the land. And that's what we should be looking for, the willing-hearted, the faithful, true service of Yah. Because a lot of people front, and they wind up being faithless. So his eyes, like they say, positive people stay around positive people. You have to leave negative people way behind. But exactly. He's the king. He could eradicate them like he said he would do. I'll silence whoever secretly slanders his neighbor because he got that power. He won't tolerate people who are arrogant and conceited. His eyes will be on the faith of the land. He's looking for good character. He's looking for integrity. And that's who he want to rock with. That they may dwell with me. And you want to dwell with the king for sure. He who walks in a perfect way, somebody like Daniel, he will serve me. Yeah, we all going to serve the king, and your heart better be right when he comes. He who practices deceit won't dwell within my house. Can't be lying to King David. He who speaks falsehood, like they did, these counselors to Darius, they lied. They brought forth falsehood. They told him that all the counselors was there, but they wasn't. He who speaks falsehood won't be established before my eyes. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked of the land, which is what a king's supposed to do. If you're wicked, you're not going to stay in our nation. Sorry, you got to go. To cut off all the workers of iniquity from Yah's city. Praise Yah. This is the kind of king we want. Clean it all up. Clean house. Get rid of all the negativity that's in the land. And just stay positive.
I agree.
So you can imagine being a servant of King David. It must have been a joy. This is why people loved him. Praise God.
And you had to
praise
be real.
You had to be right.
You couldn't be in front, man.
Just because he stuck on King David. As you see right through you.
Well, Patriarch, based on that Psalms, that song right now, I'd like to give praise and thanksgiving to the Most High for making a man like King David, man that is serious. Not only is he serious, he's serious about the people that he associated with. He realizes that kind recognize kind. If you the kind that's rotten and evil, that's what you want around you. But if you're a kind that love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, those ain't the kind you want around you. You shouldn't have around you. You can't mix it up. King David knew that. And I pray that we learn it. You can't mix up who you're hanging out with or who you have around you. And I tell my wife all the time, if a person don't say they ain't doing something, let them keep going to a barbershop. They say, I ain't getting no haircut. I just go to a barbershop and sit around. I just go to beauty parlor and look at the women. You keep going there. Keep hanging out with them kind of folks. Sooner or later, The day you're going to go in there, you're going to get your hair cut. Or sooner or later, you're a woman, you're going to get your hair fixed. So hang out with the right kind of brothers and sisters. Folks that's doing something constructive and positive, non-toxic and non-poison. Folks trying to love on their people. Folks trying to encourage their people. Folks trying to motivate them, their people. People trying to do the right thing. But you hang out with drug dealers, people that cheat on their wives or husband. Sooner or later, you're going to be doing the same thing. Be careful of the people you hang out with. It's just that simple. Kind, hang out with kind. Praise Yah and bless the holy name. And give us an opportunity to become like King Dog in that respect. Each of us on this radio show, the opportunity to become just like the King. Don't tolerate no wickedness. Don't have it before you that you don't want to hear all that gossiping and carrying on and whatnot. You're just trying to keep your mind right. Protect your mind from that kind. Praise the Most High. Let him give us all that mind just like our King. Not like the Queen over there, but like our King. Okay? Praise and bless his holy name. And thank the Most High for this show. The opportunity to come with men and women that love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their neighbors and stuff, and trying to get his codification correct so they can get their lives correct and maintain their lives in correctness as far as the Most High is concerned. Not putting their trust in men, placing their trust and hopes in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Praise the best to Moses. Thank you, Moses. Godreel, Sister Yehudi, Sister Abigail.
I'm just going to say that all praises and glory to Yah, and I'm so grateful and thankful for this platform, this show. And I always say, when it comes to that social media, Facebook, I am truly grateful for the time at when I came upon it, because that's how I found this show and was able to learn more about Yah. So I'm truly grateful for that. To be honest, I tell Yah all the time, I'm grateful for everything and everyone. So y'all stay blessed. And, oh, just like Contrail, through the phone to see you was Googling.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Hootie there, I believe you must have sneezed or coughed because I think I got what you have, whatever it is. So we got to be all careful.
Y'all need to stop.
But I'm grateful and thankful. That's why I've been mighty quiet tonight. But I'm grateful
and thankful. What'd
you say?
Cover your mouth when you're on the phone, Sister Yehudi.
Yes. But I'm grateful for all of your praise. Yeah. Shalom and good night.
Queen, I love you. You see how they treat me? That's all right. I love them too. it's just funny. You know, it is going around in terms of the change of the weather. And I have to admit, I have been sicker than this. But because I am following the regimen that I know of and I'm improving myself constantly, I trust in our Creator who made us. So, get well soon. You all what you can. And stay safe this weekend, everybody that's listening on the line. And hope your prayers are answered. Good luck.
I'd like to take the opportunity to give praise and thanks to our Creator for all that he does for us, prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemy, and he's allowed us, even on this Blog Talk radio show, by way of Yam Su Fari, and by way of our sisters, Sister Abiyah, Sister Yehudi, Ima Hadora, and all the other guests that have been on this program to really expound on the word of Yah and what's required of us as his people. I thank Yah for making our King, King David, a mentor to give us an example and a standard to reach for, in addition to Daniel, the prophet, being a mentor and a standard to reach for, especially Daniel, because he wasn't a king like King David. King David had power over the nation, whereas Daniel was a slave like us in a foreign land. And he showed that you can be connected with the Most High no matter what situation that you're in. And he showed that we need to be more prayerful, more connected with the Most High. As a matter of fact, he was so powerful in his prayer, his enemies tried to like shut him down because of the power that he felt and he had with his connection with the Most High. And if we could generate that kind of power and connection with the Most High as a people, our enemies will take notice. People will take notice because the Most High will show himself through us as he did with Daniel. So I thank the Most High that he's merciful to us, that his loving kindness endures to all generations, and that we have cognizance and the ability to search out his word. Because at one time, they told us we couldn't read. And imagine if that law had to remain in place. We would never know who we are or what Yah is telling us to do or this great wisdom that we're being exposed to right now. So my love goes out to my people. And I pray that Yah, you know, comes close to us as he did with our ancient fathers, Daniel and King David. And not to leave our sisters out, because the Most High was close to them too. And the connection was their prayer, they're pouring out their hearts to him, and he was there to answer them. So all thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, who still hears our prayers, our cries, and even our songs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Yah. Contrail, you forget.
Yes, sir.
You forget. Yah will gather that us. We need that dollar donation for the nation.
Hey, man. I ain't begging nobody, man. They know what to do.
Yeah, they
know
what to
do.
Most High gonna save us with or without money. But if you got $1 billion, send it. You got $2 billion, send it. You got $1, send it. Whatever you got, help us out.
Right.
And the site to send it to is YahWillGather.us. We're gathering our nation, our people worldwide, to try to lift ourselves up, to give glory and honor and praise to the King of the Universe, the King of the Earth. Forget about the King of England, Charles. You got the King of the Universe, the King of the Earth, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And I pray this for each of us, my fellow knife sharpeners, and those that are sharpening themselves with what we're teaching them, that the Most High give you a new heart and a new spirit, and that it's poured out upon you, and that no sin have dominion on you, keep you separated from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless and praise his holy name. Shalom. We love y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Hello. Okay.
Shalom. Good night.
Shalom. Good night. Have a nice weekend. Be back Monday. Praise God.
Keep working your way back to us. We love you. Keep working your way back to him and us. We love you. Good night.